Hello, and welcome to our first episode of Narrative, a podcast dedicated to stories shared and conceived by its creators. I'm John, your host for today. For each installment, we'll be back with a new episode narrated by its respective author. The story is passed back and forth between myself and my co-creator, Elizabeth, as we pick up writing where the other has left off. Neither of us has any idea where the story will end, or how we're going to get there. It's gonna be as much an adventure for us as it is for you. So, without further introduction, let's start imagining. Prologue: A Boat on the River. Hal Pilchard surveyed the banks of the river as he floated lazily downstream. He sat in a boat he'd built some 30 years ago with his own two hands, and at the moment it seemed to be in no more hurry than its passenger. Occasionally he glanced into the murky waters, wondering vaguely if multitudinous schools of fish swam just beneath him, mocking his inaction and daring one another to approach the surface, where they could catch a glimpse of an old man wallowing in idleness with all the fresh catches waiting just below. In truth, he couldn't be bothered to cast his line out into those waters, even if he knew there would be a bite on the other end. Each time he prepared himself for these weekly outings, he told himself that maybe today would be the day he would muster up the effort to use the old rod that sat collecting dust in his closet. And each time, he would bring it along, despite the clear knowledge that he wouldn't touch it again until he brought it back in to its home. Once he was out on the river, he would reason that the rod was growing old just as he was, and it was probably too tired to be flicked and bent and jerked around. Besides, he'd grown to feel rather compassionate for the fish, speared through the cheek and drowned in air just because of their hunger for a tasty morsel dangling conveniently in front of them. Admittedly, they were tasty morsels themselves, but he'd eaten enough fish over the years. His wife, Rebecca, would be disappointed as always at the barren bucket that he'd bring back, but she'd learned to take it in stride. Hal routinely used the fish as an excuse to get out of any extra chores that she might throw at him for the day, and she'd given up arguing about it with him. Now that they were both retired, it made little difference. She had 6 other days of the week to pester him about straightening the bookshelves or sweeping the kitchen or retrieving eggs from the chickens. Despite all that bother, Hal did truly love Rebecca, and she loved him, and they both loved the life that they had together in that old cabin they shared. It was a simple existence, but that was a reward in itself after a lifetime of hard work and hassle. Still, it was always a great escape to take his old boat from out of the shed and hop it in for a ride down the river. He enjoyed the solitude and the peace as he communed with the natural world around him. Hal stretched out his old limbs to soak up every ray of sun that beat down upon him. Today was the perfect day for boating, warm but not hot, with a light breeze ruffling through the trees on the embankment. Hal listened to the water rippling past him, the boat creaking ever so imperceptibly, and the songs of the birds nestled in branches high above the river. He closed his eyes, allowing the darkness to envelop his mind as his consciousness curled into a corner to rest for a bit. Hal treasured these naps. He imagined that they powered his entire supply of energy for the coming week. There was no feeling like letting his mind drift away from the body for a short reprieve from the world around him, like the boat drifting on the river. He would always awake slightly downstream in precisely half an hour, alert and well rested, ready to face another week of routine before he once again came down to the river for another chance to recharge himself. But today, for inexplicable reasons, Hal did not wake up after the usual interval of time had passed. And when he finally did, He was totally unprepared for the world that he had floated into.